One, two, three.
Whoa, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches, when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, and kiss that good life goodbye.
Uno, due, tre. Uno, due, tre.
Congratulations! You're a guaranteed winner of one of three fabulous prizes. Have you ever won anything major before?
No, never.
Well, you have now.
Oh, my God, I did.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, it's confirmed.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what did I win?
Either the Chevy Blazer, the Paris...
Do you have a water filtration system in your house?
Well, there's faucet filters.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir, pretty sure no.
Well, do you read the papers or watch TV?
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
Well, then you've probably seen our advertisements.
Now, as I said, Irene... The government is going to make you pay a tax on the prize. But if you buy the Waterson 2000 water filtration system, the prize gets recorded as a sales expense and you don't pay any tax.
Oh,
good deal, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I get the trip.
You're guaranteed one of those three prizes. I'm going to have a courier come to your house. You're going to give him a check. He's going to come to me. And then we'll decide which one of those prizes you get. Do you see how that works? $398 even. You pay twice that in stores. You want to what? Irene, my supervisor just stepped into my office and he would love to talk to you. Can you hold just a sec?
Thanks, Irene.
Good morning.
Who says so?
Irene Fisk. She wants to talk to her husband first.
Mrs. Fisk. John Goodhue, regional vice president. Congratulations. Which prize are you hoping for? Well, that would be my choice, too.
We've never been.
My associate tells me you have 5 grandkids? Wow. Now, I understand that you'd like to speak to your husband first about this, and I can understand why. But the thing is, Irene, my secretary's having a baby this afternoon, and everyone here at the office is about to bug out and head over to the hospital.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, let me confirm your address so I can give it to our courier service.
Hey.
Any thoughts on lunch? Spicy calamari?
Thai food.
Schaefer?
Yes?
I'm Agent Kellaway. This is Agent Cole. We're from the Federal Trade Commission. Sorry to disturb you. We'd like to ask you a few questions if we could.
Is everything all right?
We hope so, ma'am.
Mrs. Schaefer, can you tell us exactly what the man said on the phone?
He said that there'd been a contest and I had won a prize, that there would be a drawing next week and I would win either a Chevy Blazer, a diamond necklace, or a trip to Italy or France, I don't remember. And that if I bought one of their products, their filtration things, I wouldn't have to pay the tax on the price.
Jesus, Carolyn.
I wanted to surprise.
I'm sorry to tell you this, ma'am, but you won't be receiving any prize. And I'm sorry to tell you that you've been the victim of fraud.
Otis, knock it off.
Well, it's not the newest swindle in the world. Just new to some. They bait you with something bogus, and they sell you something worthless.
And how much did you give him, Mrs. Schaefer?
What's it worth?
Any hardware store, they're about $50.
Jesus, Carolyn.
But we met people who paid twice what you did.
Really?
Yeah. You wrote a check, ma'am? Did you mail it to him?
No, a courier picked it up.
What?
Well, if they'd use the postal system, then it's mail fraud and we can go after them. Otherwise, there's not a lot we can do.
Unless what?
Well, a lot of these whack jobs, they work in syndicates. If they'd cashed your check out of state, then it's federal and we can act. But we would need a signed clearance from you for your bank to run a trace.
I will give you a clearance if it'll catch these sons of bitches.
You have any more of those L-47s?
Oh, yeah, maybe in the car. Oh, what is it? Oh, here we go. There.
Use my pen.
I got one.
Okay.
Would you let him out?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
All we need is the name of your bank, your account number, and your signature down below. Any luck, these guys are amateur.
You all right?
Yeah, just sent.
Cast your check in the mail.
It's right there, and you can date it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You all right?
He's fine.
Thank you both very
much. Water.
Everything's fine. Let's go.
Thank you. Come in.
Didn't take your pills, did you?
They left the door open. It was bitching.
It's just an open door, Roy.
Well, it's not a fortune, but it'll keep me in diapers, barely. And look at those drapes, man. I should have known. I saw that guy again last night. Chuck. The guy I was telling you about, guy with the...
With the boat.
Yeah, for shit. Man, he's top heavy.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Roy.
Hey, don't say that.
Don't say what?
You know what. Just don't say it.
It's real money, Roy.
It's real money. It's long con. I don't do long con.
Well, you haven't done it lately.
Without me, Frank.
Okay. I just like to be able to, you know, take a girl someplace nice once in a while.
You have to pay extra for that?
Ha 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 ha.
Hi. Three, four, five, six, and eight packs of Teratin. That's 36 out of 50. 37, 38, 39, 40, and 10. That's 50. Thank you. Next.
Mm-hmm.
This town is a lonely town. Not the only town like this town. This town is a make you town or a break you town and bring you downtown.
Uno, due, tre.
Hi, this is Roy Waller calling for Dr. Mancuso.
He moved.
What?
He doesn't live here anymore, man.
What do you mean moved?
He's gone. He skipped what? Down.
No, you gotta be shitting me. Where'd he go?
He moved back east.
What do you mean back east?
He owes me back rent, man.
Give me a contact. Hello? Hello?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Roy, it's me, it's Frankie.
Come on, pick it up, buddy. I know it sucks, but come on.
Roy, this is Dimitri. I met you at that club, Rage, the other night.
I really liked your leather. Roy, come on, pick it up.
Roy, come on, man, come on.
Roy, it's lonely in this little office all by myself. Roy, come on.
Roy, I wouldn't bother you, but, well, I'm dying, Roy. It's my spleen. I can't feel my thumbs.
Answer the phone, man. I've been watching Univision all night, and all they speak is Spanish. What's going on?
Seriously, I want to talk to you because I think I've developed a rash.
Man, you might be killing me. Roy, come on, what the hell? I feel like a chick. All right, that's it. I'm coming over.
Come on, Roy, come on, really, man.
One, come on, two, three.
Hey, come on.
Take your shoes off.
What? Why?
Take your shoes off or you don't come in.
You didn't take your clothes, did you? One, two, I'm taking them off. All right, come on, man. I'm taking the shoes off. Give me a break over here.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God, what is that smell? What'd you get, attacked by Mr. Clean?
One, two, three.
Gotta open the window, buddy.
No! No windows.
Okay, windows are closed.
You looking for something, sucker?
Yeah. My partner, have you seen him? He's been missing most of the week. Tall, good-looking guy.
Hey, would you watch the rug? You're spilling food.
What?
You didn't take your shoes off.
Okay, I'm taking your shoes off. Okay, buddy. I'm taking them off. See, they're off. Shoes are off, okay? There you go. Oh, man, you are bad. You take your pills?
I spilled it down the drain by accident.
Oh, Roy, come on, man. Did you call me Cuso?
I moved.
You moved? You gotta be shitting me.
That's what I said.
Okay, here we go.
All right, come on.
Let's go.
It's okay.
I want you to breathe. Okay? Just keep breathing. Breathe. Okay.
Okay. Choose it. There you go.
I got the food.
What? Okay, food. Food's gone. I'm getting all the food. Okay?
Listen to me, Roy. You listening? I want to make a couple of calls. My aunt saw the shrink after her divorce. He really helped her. He's a good guy.
Frank.
Hey, Roy, you need to see someone, okay? Don't think I'm doing this just for you. You know, you got money. You can retire. I got car payments, man. I need a partner who's like, my heart goes out to you, but this is it now. I got to make some money.
Would you wipe that thing off when you're done with it? Or the receivers?
Wipe it off.
Okay. How's that? You like that? What's that?
Do you mind if I put them up? It helps my back.
Go ahead.
Thanks. Well, you're something of a clean slate, Roy. This says you were on medication, but you don't know what kind.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, there were these little pink tablets. I think it said CRC on them, something like that.
You were getting them illegally?
Yes, I was getting them illegally. So what?
Why?
So I wouldn't have to talk to somebody like you. Do you know what they were?
Yes, and at the dosage you say you were taking, I'd say you're lucky to be sitting up still.
Yeah, that's great. Can you get me some more of them?
You certainly get to the point.
Well, and you skirt it, so can you get me the pills or not?
Yes.
Well, then let's get that prescription pad out.
Roy, usually I don't prescribe medicine unless I've had a little chat with the patient first. If you're inclined against that, then the session will be quite brief.
I don't like being outdoors, which I know is called agoraphobia, right?
Incorrectly. But, yes. Anything else?
Dirt. Especially around moldings. I don't like it when people put shoes on my carpet. Obviously, I have a lot of tics. I find that very frustrating, to say the least. Certain things distract me, make me feel sick to my stomach.
So have these distractions affected your work of late? In your personal relationships?
What personal relationships?
When was the last time you were in one? You know, a relationship.
With a woman? A long time ago.
5 years? 10 years?
Keep going, man.
What was her name?
Heather.
Were you married?
Uh-huh.
Kids?
Maybe.
You haven't seen her since?
Look, she left me with a black eye, which I gave her, and a bun in the oven, which might have come from anyone. So, no, I haven't. Look, Doc, I spent last Tuesday watching fibers on my carpet. And the whole time I was watching my carpet, I was worrying that I might vomit. And the whole time I was thinking, I'm a grown man. I should know what goes on in my head. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that I should just blow my brains out and end it all. But then I thought, if I thought more about blowing my brains out, I started worrying about what that was going to do to my goddamn carpet. Okay? So, that was a good day, Doc, and I just want you to give me some pills and let me get on with my life.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What?
He just gave them to you at the office?
He said they were new. Prefects something or other.
You feel better?
A little.
You want to work some? You think you can control the,
What? Woodland Hills, California.
Name, sir?
Fenton. Heather.
F-E-N.
Came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song. And then we stroll.
Hi, that's you, then this is me. So leave a message after the beep.
Hello, this is...
Hello?
Well, you know, we fought a lot.
About what?
You know, what do you got? I wasn't sober a lot then.
Oh, you know.
So some nights she just didn't come home. She was pregnant 2 months before she even told me about it.
Do you think about her much? You know, what could have been, what might have been. And the baby?
If there's a baby.
Do you think about that?
Sometimes, and rarely. You know, like if I see a school bus, or I'll wonder, is one of those kids Roy Jr.?
He, if he's a he, would be how old now?
He'd be 14.
14, ready to be a man?
Yeah. If he's a... If he is at all.
Congratulations. You bought yourself a week's worth.
Thanks. Listen, Doc. Do you know of a way, Just to find out, you know...
There's nothing wrong, Roy, with a man telephoning his ex-wife.
Well, I tried that last night, and I couldn't say a word, so could you call her?
I don't know, Roy.
Please, it's just to find out.
Now?
No, when after I'm gone. When you can.
Okay.
That's great.
So I'm going to see you on Tuesday?
Well, I mean, I have the meds.
Well, I guess that's your call.
Okay.
Take care. Listen, I just got off the phone with Heather.
We had a very nice conversation.
Does she want to speak with me?
No, she doesn't.
I'm sorry. She didn't understand it might help with your therapy.
You told her I was in therapy.
Well, no, I told her I'm a psychiatrist. They can't lie, Roy.
So, Angela wants to talk to you, though.
Who?
Angela, your daughter.
She knows you're her father, and she says she really wants to meet you.
Gotcha.
Hey. Angela?
You right?
Yeah. So you're 14?
Yep. So when did you get out?
What?
The prison.
I've never been in prison.
Oh.
Did your mom tell you that?
At first she told me you were dead. Then she said you might as well be.
I'm not dead. I'm in antiques.
Yeah, that's what the doctor said on the phone. When he said that, Mom started to laugh.
You hungry? Do you mind eating? It's just, I feel better somewhere indoors. And I get uncomfortable sometimes being outside.
Really?
Yeah.
You're staring.
Sorry.
It's okay. I used to do it too. Look at your picture, see if I got your nose, your eyes. Mommy said you got lucky, you only got your elbows.
I thought you weren't hungry.
You're gonna get wet. Might as well go swimming.
So, you're in school, right?
Not now. It's summer.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's right. School's real important. If I had anything to do over again, I would have worked harder in school.
You drop out? Is that how you ended up a criminal?
I'll take a mic.
Hey. It's okay, you know. Whatever you do, everybody's done something bad in their life.
I'm in antiques.
If you make it a career, it's just a bunch of something strung together.
All right, cut the shit, okay? I'm not a criminal. I'm sorry.
What? What was that word you used? Shit?
Hey, that... I'm not supposed to talk like that. I have things a certain way.
Okay. Wait, wait, wait. That's your car in the driveway. You gotta stop here.
Okay.
Maybe we could go bowling sometime. This is my private line. My mom got it for me for my birthday. Because my friend Carrie kept calling after midnight. Here you go. Nice to meet you, Dad.
Nice to meet you, Dad.
What's more important than family? Then what could be more important than purifying the water that your family drinks? The Waterson 2000 offers you the cleanest filtration system available today. Mr. Schlickling, can you hold on just one moment? Thank you. What?
Huh?
What's going on with you? You switch shampoos or something? Those pills working?
Yeah, all right.
Well, I'm glad one of us is happy.
How much do you think we can take that guy for? Chuck, with the boat.
Oh, are you serious?
I figure I owe you one.
Oh, man, that's great.
Mr. Schlicker? Hi, I'm sorry. Bam, you waited too long. No prize for you.
That's awesome, man. Sorry.
Where'd you find him?
Spearman Rhino. Watched him drop a couple of G's there a month ago.
Spearman Rhino?
Yeah, it's a gentleman's.
Yeah, I know where it is.
It's right here.
Yeah. What's he do?
Import, export.
What's his last name?
Frechette. Chuck Frechette.
How do you spell that?
F-R... I don't know. He's from Downey.
He's not connected, is he?
No. He and the mob, they're like this.
Son of a bitch didn't even tip.
I figure on short notice, he'd scratch up at least 30 grand.
More. We'll pull the Jamaican switch on him. He knows you, so you're rough. I'm inside. Mm-hmm. You think he knows anything about international finance?
Are you whispering? Why are you whispering?
I am. Hi. Safety deposit box, please.
Sure.
Hi. I'd like access to my safety deposit box 366, please.
Certainly, Mr. Waller. Signature and passcode, please. Mm-hmm. Would you like a booth?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll be fine. Versus dollars. No. For some people, money is a foreign film without subtitles. Hello?
Hey.
Frank.
Hey, where you want to meet, sir?
What do you mean, where? Where else? The Rhino.
Okay.
1 hour.
Hey, you don't want to get there early?
I gotta go. Just in the neighborhood?
Took the bus. Think I could come in a sec?
One.
Nice. It's nice, your place.
Oh, could you watch the carpet, please?
Oh, sorry.
Could you please take your shoes off?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So, what's going on?
Mom and I had sort of a fight. Happens once in a while. I usually take off for a day or two to let her calm down.
Take off?
Normally I go to Carrie's when their family's on vacation. And I thought, since we seemed to hit it off so well last time, I could sleep on your couch.
You want to stay here?
Well, I could pay you back by cleaning up.
Huh.
Or something.
Well,
do you wear those to read? Your glasses?
What?
They make you look kind of old.
Oh, no, these are for... I gotta go. I got a big business meeting.
This late?
Antiques. They wait for no man. Oops. Well, is it all right if I leave you here alone?
Sure. I can just watch TV. You don't have a TV?
Well.
Seriously, you don't have a TV?
Oh, well, there's a couch. If you want to sit, or over there if you prefer, or the couch. Do you want me to pick you up something on the way back? Like, what is it? Ice cream, right?
Sure, New York Super Fudge Chunk. That's my favorite flavor.
New York?
Super Fudge Chunk.
Oh, chocolate, yeah. Okay, now listen, don't open the door for anybody, right?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west. We're real, come equipped with scripts and fake press. Find me nest in the hills, chill like Flint.
Bob, it's good to see you.
Arn, hope I didn't keep you.
Over there, I missed you coming
what?
In.
What?
Over there, I missed you coming in.
Hey, Kate, can I get a beer? Heine?
Sure.
Thanks. Can I do the trick?
Let's see.
I told you you'd like it here. Shit, this is Arden.
Hiya.
I do a little business here.
You might be able a little.
Yeah, sure, Bob. I didn't right. mean to. Sorry, I'll be over.
Thanks.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks, man. Great. Fish in a barrel.
He's peaked. You good to go?
Is it Pope Poo in the woods?
Just say yes, okay? I'll see you, Bob.
I'll see you in the morning, Arden.
Hi. Oh, big night planned.
Oh, it's not for me.
Right. It's 1273. Out of 15, 13, 14, 15. You got kids overnight. Why did Mom leave you?
Well, you have to ask her that.
I did. She said she didn't want to talk about it. Called you names. That's why we got in a fight. She said you were a bad guy. You didn't seem like a bad guy.
That's what makes me good at it.
Well, I don't think you're a bad guy.
Good night.
I reeled him in there.
Hallelujah. You got a chick in there?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What's the hubbub?
The second you left the place, he was off his bar stool. He's in, man.
He's in. He wants to meet tonight.
All right. Push it till tomorrow. Let his greed meet his imagination.
Morning.
Morning. I made your eggs.
That's okay. So who's that guy who came by earlier?
Business associate.
Well, what was his name?
Frank.
How come you didn't want him to see me?
Well, it's not that I don't want him to see you. Don't you think you should eat eggs for breakfast? It's something healthy.
I don't like eggs. Anyways, all you've got here is tuna. Lots and lots of tuna. And one TV dinner? TV dinners are cool. You should get the TV to go with them.
I like tuna fish.
Okay, bye.
She mad?
At me, not you.
Oh.
She said she was gonna call the police.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
But now she just wants me home in time for summer school.
Oh. When's that start?
Monday.
Well, today's Thursday.
Well, that's okay, isn't it?
Three, four.
You've got stains on your carpet.
Is that what you were thinking about? Stains on my carpet?
Oh.
You can sit up.
Yeah, carpet stains, and that I have a 14-year-old girl I barely know living in my house.
Trust me. They're not so difficult, kids. Most of all, you have to make sure they eat their vegetables, don't stay up too late, don't watch too much TV. And otherwise, just try to be as honest and open with them as possible.
As honest and open as possible.
Right?
Right.
Shorter.
No, this one's better.
Dad, hurry, hurry.
It is. Spaghetti. We're making spaghetti. Yeah. Happy times. Happy times. My lover stands on golden sand. You know, the chefs in Italy say you can tell when the spaghetti's ready if you throw it and it sticks. Voila.
Yay.
Beer.
Cheers.
I don't know.
New sauce? Are you over it?
It's spaghetti aioio. And it's got basil leaves in it. See the leaves? Enjoy it. Hi.
Walters?
Waller. Keep the change.
I'm packing now.
Are you sure you don't want something?
Thanks, I gotta fly in 2 hours.
Where are you off to?
Phoenix, a client setting up a funding account to bridge the pound, the euro, and I've gotta hold his hand. Hun, would you please heat this up for me a little?
There you go.
Not bad, huh?
Thank you. Yeah, for some folks, money's a foreign film without subtitles. Anyway, to the business at hand.
To the business at hand.
I have one rule, Chuck. Simple is safe. I'm going to tell you as little as possible about me and what I do, but as much as I need to make you comfortable with what we're doing.
What are we doing?
£5,000. One of the perks of working in the exchange program in a bank.
Who did it?
No one's in particular. Just a little money, unaccounted for, floating on top of the books like a layer of cream.
And he just scoops it off.
Well, it's a little more... it's a little more complicated than that, but again, simple is safe.
Why not keep the money yourself?
As a bank employee, any attempt I make to change currency is recorded and questioned. Bob has a record. You, on the other hand, no one bats an eye. Now, I hope you have something for me.
$5,000 American.
Congratulations. At today's exchange rate, you just made
$2,567. Looked it up on the internet.
He's fast.
That internet thing, that's a fad. I can't figure it out.
Oh, well, neither can I, but my daughter's a whiz at it.
What, you have a daughter?
Two. 15 and 12.
Oh, wonderful. I have a 14-year-old.
It's a riot, huh?
Yeah.
Little training bras hanging from the shower rods.
Yeah, and everything smells like gum.
It does.
Hey, how do you get them out of the house? Because mine just sits at home all day, and I, you know.
Summer is the worst.
Oh, yeah?
It's the worst.
It's crazy. It's wild.
He sounds just like him.
Let me ask you something, Arden. How much could you do this for, hypothetically?
Well, as a rule, we never go north of 10.
How much could you get your hands on?
A lot.
All right.
Well, put it there.
Play ball. Check your baby. Give me some sugar.
Yeah.
See you later?
Yeah.
Peace. Two fingers.
Peace. Asshole.
Didn't tip him?
Did it again.
Tickets, please?
Yeah, he's a jackass. See you, jackass. Oh, man. I thought we were out $2,000 there for a second.
You gotta spend money if you wanna make money.
Yeah, but you gotta make it to spend it, brother. Everything smells like gum. What was that about?
It's easier if I show you.
Angela? Angela, I'm back. Angela, Frank's here. Hey. Angela. She's not here. She must have gone back to her mom's.
Well, this Teterbopper Hillary says, I am single, baby. Where does she usually go?
I don't know.
This is no good, Roy. It's no good for you. It's no good for us.
Well, it's got nothing to do with us.
Hey. Huh?
Pygmies.
Yeah. That's bad news, man.
Well, you don't have to put it like that. Where have you been?
Nowhere.
Okay. Where'd you go?
I just went out. I just went to the arcade. It's like a half a mile away. It's stuffy in here. This place smells like Lysol.
Where the hell were you? I want to know right now or I'm calling your mother.
I just told you I went to the arcade.
What? Why'd you sneak back in?
That's how I left. I didn't have the keys to lock the door.
So you didn't see my car.
Jeez, you're worse than Mom.
Angela, listen, I'm glad I met you. I'm glad we met. I really am. But I've got a business, and I've got a partner, and I've got things a certain way, and that's it. So, you know, I think it'd be better for you, most of all, if tomorrow morning I took you back home.
What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong.
I just went out. God, I didn't drink. I didn't get high. I didn't take any money from your stupid dog. So what, you never heard of a bank?
That is wrong what you did, and you're a nosy Parker, and that's no way for a young lady to behave, and shame on you! Angela? Sweetheart? Angela, I wasn't kicking you out.
I don't want to see you. I'm not wanted.
It's not that I don't want you.
Hold me.
You stop.
Stop! Let me go! You just don't want me going home to Mom since she was right all along. Stop! You're just like one of her boyfriends. I'm just something you have to deal with in order to screw her.
Angela, please, you know that's not true. Come
Even
on.
They tell me what they do for a living. Oh, yeah, antique dealers always keep large stacks of cash in their homes right next to their guns.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. It's just... I'm not very good at being a dad, okay? You know, all right? I'm just... I barely get by being me. Come on, sweetheart, please.
Don't!
Come on back home with me. We can get a big pizza again, and you can stay the whole weekend if you want, all right?
Why do you have a gun?
In case.
In case what?
It's hard to explain. Waller, keep the change.
Bullshit.
Nope, no bullshit. And watch your language at the table.
You're a con man?
Con artist. Flim-flam man, matchstick man, loser, whatever you want to call it, take your pick.
And that guy, Frank?
He's my partner, my, protege.
Teach me something.
What?
Teach me something, a con.
You're funny.
No, come on, really, teach me something.
I'm not teaching you anything.
Why not?
Because you're a bright, innocent, beautiful girl. I'm not going to screw that up like everything else.
Really?
What?
You think that? That I'm beautiful?
No.
Then why won't you? Because crime isn't paying?
No, it does. It does, just not very well.
Well, you seem to be doing okay by it.
I'm not. Believe me. It's no fun doing what I do. A lot of the time, it's stealing from people who don't deserve it. Old people, fat people, lonely. A lot of time, I feel sick about it.
Then why do you do it? I'm not as innocent as you think, you know. I've done stuff with boys. I've done stuff with boys. If I told you, you'd probably throw up right here.
Then don't tell me.
Well, then teach me something.
No, it's final.
At the Christmas dance last year, I went with this boy, Josh Ward. He's cute, and I really, really liked him.
I'm not listening.
And after the dance, we went to Carrie's, and we went upstairs, and he pushed me up against the bed.
I'm not listening.
And he took his hand.
No. All right? Okay. I'll show you.
You are?
All right?
Thank you.
All right, okay.
Thank you.
But then, you're never going to do it again. Yeah. You're going to forget it. Agreed? Rule number one, never work near where you live.
Don't shit.
Rule number two, don't write anything down. Stay in the car, okay? Hey, would you stay in the car? Play this for the drawing on the 22nd.
Beth? You know the odds of the same numbers hitting in the same month? The same numbers hitting ever?
Oh, well, that's why I changed one.
You're wasting your dollars.
Hey, you his financial advisor? No. You're a cashier at a convenience store. Take his dollar and give him a ticket for the 22nd.
You're ready for this.
I was born ready.
Glad I missed that day. Okay, the most important thing you have to understand about this game is 90% of it is variable. No matter how good your plan is, you almost always get thrown a curveball, so you've got to be flexible, prepared to roll with anything. Just the two. The one thing you can control, though, is who your mark is. Now, never play somebody who isn't buying what you're selling. You're thinking, Daddy, what am I selling? Well, what you're selling is you. And the older, the better. But beware of couples. You don't want anyone whispering your marks here but you. And for God's sake, make sure the person you're conning isn't conning you.
That's good. All right, good. Let's go kick some butt.
Is taken?
No.
You sure? Got a lot.
This is nothing. You ought to catch me during Little League season. Three boys.
Any of them cute?
Uh-huh. Simon's about your age, so you'd never guess. He's so hyper.
I'm gonna get a soda. Do you want anything?
No, thanks, honey.
Oh, honey, you dropped something. Not mine.
You sure?
You gotta be 18 to play.
Looks like somebody put it through the wash by accident. It's yesterday's drawing.
That looks like the second, don't you think? Probably a loser.
We should at least see if it hit.
Excuse me, sir. Could we borrow your paper for a sec? We're just looking for lottery results.
Yeah, okay. Just Metro, isn't it?
Thanks. Let's see. Yep, there it is. Okay, ready?
Yep.
6, 18, 30, 49, 60.
Missed by one.
Oh, you're joking. Story of my life.
Mine.
Any luck?
No. 4 out of 5. Can you believe that?
4 out of 5? 4 out of 5 pays.
It does?
Sure, yeah. Call the number on the back of the ticket. Call it.
Well, thanks. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
What'd they say?
We won $600.
Holy!
Couple of winners.
The woman on the phone said that all we have to do is take it down for verification and they'll mail me a check.
In fact, we should call your mom and we can all go down together. You know, it's okay. I'm supposed to be home anyway.
No. We're in this 50-50.
Good girl. Watch the cameras. It's
$300. Don't spend it all at the coin op. Hide it when you get home.
Very good. Very, very, very good.
See, Mom was wrong. I didn't just get your elbows.
Yeah. Well, there's one last thing.
What?
I want you to give her the money back.
What?
Look, I told you that I would teach you a con. I didn't say I'd let you get away with it.
What am I supposed to say?
Well, judging by that last performance, I'm sure you'll think of something.
This is so...
Angela... I would not be a responsible father if I let you get away with this. Let's go. I mean, it's strange. 2 weeks ago, this was ancient history. Now, all of a sudden, I have a daughter. And I'm not scared shitless. That's good, isn't it?
However you feel about it, Roy.
Yeah.
Yes, it's wonderful. Don't take this too literally, but you've been closing doors for a long time. It's good to see you start opening some again. What?
I took Angela along with me over the weekend, selling a piece. And, sometimes in my business, you have to create a value for something which really isn't there. And, some people call it sales, but other people call it...
Lying.
Right, which is a little...
G. And I wasn't exactly sure how Angela was going to go for it, but she took right to it, like a duck to water. She took right to it. She even helped out. You know, this 14-year-old girl working these people with me. Working them, Doc.
Do you regret it? Exposing her to that, her seeing that side of you?
Well, you know, it was a little... It was just... It made me feel a little... You know, I was a little... I really liked it. I really did. It was the best time we've had together.
Fabulous cup trick.
You like that? He wants to fly the money straight to the Caymans. Afraid he might get robbed.
As if somebody would do that. When's his flight?
Friday. What do you think?
About what? The hat? It's a little white yolkum around the edges, don't you think?
Yeah, but
calling attention to yourself. You're calling attention to yourself.
Chick's digging. So, where do you think? Where do you want to do it?
There. He sits there, back to the bar. Back to the bar. It's important. Otherwise, we blow it off.
Okay. Who's it going to be?
Ernie.
Hobo Ernie?
Yeah, homeless Ernie.
He's a little over the top, isn't he?
Hey, for $50, you know, it's a hell of a bargain.
Okay. There's only one problem.
What?
I think I'm in love with you.
We go not be rich. Do you not do that? Okay, that's embarrassing. Just stop.
Does it turn you on?
No, it does not turn me on. Stop. Can you?
Here you go. Where's that cute little girl of yours?
Oh, she went home to her mom's. Summer school.
She's a cute one. She must be lonesome without her.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
It's Kathy, right?
Yeah.
I'm Roy.
Hey, Roy. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Hi, Dad. It's me. I just wanted to say hi. Summer school sort of sucks. Well, so I get out at noon on Wednesday. I'll meet you out in front if you want. Okay, bye. Hi, Dad, it's me. I just wanted to say hi.
I'm leaning on the lamp. Maybe you think I look a tramp. Or you may think I'm hanging round to steal a car. But no, I'm not a crook. And if you think that's what I look, I'll tell you why I'm here and what my motives are. I'm leaning on the lamppost at the corner of the street to take the turn a little late.
Herbert.
Get in the car.
What'd you like to do today, little girl?
Mom wants me home by dinner.
Well, you'll be back by dinner. What would you like to do? What? Uh-oh. What? Something I learned in Taiwan.
Okay.
What?
Dad.
Uh-huh.
The first thing you need to understand about this game is 90% of it is knocking down at least one pin.
Oh, is that right?
Is that right?
Not now.
Want me to bowl for you?
Yeah, I'll just be a couple of minutes.
You gonna be all right?
Yeah.
All right. This better be pretty important. I'm with my daughter.
Good news, bad news, bumped it up.
What?
Bumped it up. We gotta do it today.
I thought it wasn't until Friday.
I thought it was Friday, too, but it changed it.
We gotta do it now.
Well, tell him.
What am I gonna tell him, Roy? We can't postpone it.
He's leaving for the Caymans for a month. We gotta do it now. We're gonna lose him.
Look, there's no time. I gotta get the money. I gotta change. I gotta get Ernie.
I know. We got no choice.
What time's his flight?
Roy.
Roy?
Shit.
Your turn.
I'm sorry. I gotta take you home. I can't. I just can't. I can't do this. There's no time. I can't even take you home.
Do you want me to take the bus?
No. Shit.
Is it a job? Can I help?
Get in.
I thought you said you kept your money in the dock.
That's just my piggy bank, all right. I want you to wait here. Hi, safety deposit box, please.
Of course.
Access safety deposit box 366.
Signature. Yeah. Passcode, please.
Yeah. Why can't I see?
Because it's a secret.
Then why does she get to?
Can I add an access signature to my account, please?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
Sign here and here.
Do it.
So now? Get into the whatever it is?
No, you don't have the passcode.
When do I get that?
You know, when I'm dead. And you wait here. I mean it.
Booth?
No booth. Doing this a long time.
Why don't you go live in Hawaii? Why don't you go buy Hawaii?
I told you, I don't like the outdoors. Okay, you know what to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep real far away from us. Anything goes off, you get out of there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me a gold wedding ring, sweetheart? Thank you. You still make me look old?
Old and rich.
You remember your cue, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's your cue. Then you enter.
I know.
Okay. Okay, let's do this. And just in case, take this, will you?
Stop worrying about me. Barely even doing anything.
Okay.
It's my back. I strained it last night.
Oh, man. Told you. You got to do yoga?
I was doing yoga. Do you mind if I sit there? The high back helps.
Oh, not at all.
Thank you. Oh. Oh, Lord. Well, how are both of you?
Fabulous. So, who goes first?
those ladies do. The queen before Ben Franklin.
That's 80,000?
Yeah.
Looks like a lot less than I thought.
It always does. It always does.
Sorry. Had to check.
As long as you don't mind.
No.
Do your worst. McKenna. Gentlemen, looks like we have a trade.
God bless America.
Land that I love.
Enjoy the Caymans, and don't get too much sun.
Come on, I'm 21. My ID is in my luggage. My plane doesn't leave for another 30 minutes. Give me a goddamn test. You touch me! You touch me, I'll break every glass in this place. Hey, airport bartender.
Hope she's not on my flight.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, it's about that time. So, who goes first?
You do. You just get up and take your new briefcase with you. When I leave, I'll take my new gym bag.
Simple as safe.
Simple as safe.
Guys?
Hey.
Have a safe flight.
Why, thank you.
Take care, Chuck.
Let's do this again sometime, huh?
You got my word on that.
Go with him. Walk him to the plane.
Walk him to the what?
Walk him to the plane!
I want you to the security chip.
Then walk him to the security chip. Now. Go. Now. I saw her.
She almost died when I threw that glass. So what happened? You take him?
Yep.
The whole 80?
Mm-hmm.
Wow! My dad's a smooth operator.
Dad, I thought about it. We should give the money back. I feel better.
Yeah.
Dad's kidding. Do I get a cut?
You can ask Frank for his.
Dad! Dad!
Situation, it's very important to remain calm.
I'm sorry.
Which one? Which one?
The middle one. The middle one.
This one.
That one. That one.
Come on. Come on.
Hey, can I get a receipt?
Okay,
come on,
I can get
the
receipt.
Let's go. I bought a
hamburger
the other day. I
saved the receipt. You saved the receipt for hamburger?
I'm saving for everything. I'm
on. I understand that, sir.
Just breathe, man. Jesus.
Well, you saved that check. You have a great day, sir. Thank you very much.
Keep the change,
no, sir,
okay?
We're not allowed to accept gratuity.
It's not gratuity, it's kindness. It's
no,
kindness.
Sir, come on. Thank you for being kind, sir, but we're not allowed. Please take the change.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Are you out of your mind?
Sir, excuse me.
Stay in the car.
Wait, what's wrong?
Hey, hi, stay in the car.
Hi. Are you fine?
How sweet it is to be alive.
pocket.
What did you do? What did you do?
I told you, I said
walk up to the plane. Did you walk up to the plane?
I told you, security. You can't get to the gate without a ticket.
Did you see him go through security? My daughter was there today.
Hey, I'm not the one who pimped her.
What?
I said I'm not the one who pimped her into the craft. And don't tell me I'm the one who put her at risk. She put us at risk.
How?
What if he goes to the cops, man?
He won't. They never
do. What if he does?
Then he'd have to explain what he's doing with a briefcase with $80,000 cash in it and a ticket to the Caymans, okay? We're not on the books. We're safe.
I know we are. What about her?
Angela's never been arrested, all right?
Hey, you don't know that. You don't know that.
All right, tell him, Angela. Let's get this over with. Tell him you're clean. You've never been arrested, have you?
Oh, that's terrific. That's great. That's beautiful.
Frank! Here's the money. Give me a call.
Jesus Christ.
You're 14! Won't you have time to get arrested?
I forgot to pay for a pack of gum once. That's it.
So they called the cops on you over a pack of gum.
And some other stuff. I might have put up a fuss when security...
Angela!
The guard was groping me, was grabbing at my chest. What was I supposed to do?
How long ago?
Last year.
And they photographed you? They printed you? Move your leg.
You know, I have all of August off. I was thinking I could come visit you. Or we could take a trip, even. Oh, and in September's Father's Visiting Day at school. It's kind of lame, but...
Yeah, well, I'm going to be gone for the next couple of months. Frank and I have some out-of-town work, so...
When do you think you could come?
I don't know, actually.
Maybe when you get back.
Okay, look, you're getting in the way, okay? You know, Frank and I are partners, okay? And he says you're gone. So you're gone, all right? I thought maybe it could work out, but it can't. It doesn't. All right, come on. Just get out of the car. Come on, let's go. Come on, go.
I don't want to go.
Go. Angela, move. Get out of the car. Come on. Your mother's going to be waiting for you. Let's go. Go. Yeah, and don't ever call me again, okay? Don't. What's that? Huh? What's that?
I got it for you at the airport. I paid for it. Why did you even call me?
Okay, Angela, I'm sorry.
Why did you?
Angie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, come on. All right, come on back in the car. Come on. I'm sorry. Okay? I'm sorry.
You're not a bad guy, you know. You're just not a very good one.
Look like.
You hungry?
No. You want to meet? We still got Chuck's money this morning.
What time is it?
It's almost 3.
You taking your pills?
Hold on a second. Klein, please.
I'm sorry, Dr. Klein is unavailable. Dr. Wiley is on call. You'd like me to page him for you?
Oh, well, that's very good, but actually, no, I gotta talk to Klein. Is there a way that I can get a hold of him?
I'm sorry, Dr. Klein is gone for the weekend.
Where'd he go? Oh. Okay, look, listen, I need a new thing of pills, and, are you at his office now?
Sorry, sir, the office is closed.
Oh, shit. Sorry, my phone is dying.
Yes, sir. If this is a medical emergency, I recommend you contact your local hospital or call 911.
Can you help me? Is there a way you can help me help you help me so that I can get in his office?
With you, sir.
Hi, I need a refill of this. I don't have a prescription.
Sir, please wait your turn.
I know, but this is an emergency.
Hey, buddy, ever heard of a lie?
Hey, have you ever been dragged to the sidewalk and beat until you pissed blood? Listen, I'm sorry. I really need it. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I need a refill of this.
Do you have a prescription?
Well, no, but see, my doctor, my shrink, he gave me these, and they're... There are samples of... Darn it! I can't remember the name. Prefix. Prefix something.
I'm sorry, sir. Without a prescription, there's nothing...
Okay, but you see, I have the packet.
But, sir...
So I'm clearly allowed to have them. Now, I just need 4 or 5 of them to cover me for the weekend.
Let me see it.
Thank you. And I am sorry, sir.
These are supplements.
What?
This packet contains supplements, sir.
No. My doctor gave those to me. They're Prefix.
They're supplements, sir.
Bullshit, man! Prefix!
Supplefem.
Prefix!
Aisle 4,
Prefix.
Sir.
Prefix!
Did you call security?
Did you give me this?
Yes.
Why?
Because you don't need medication.
Look at me. I'm a mess.
Agreed. But you weren't a mess last week, and you weren't on Prefexol then either. I have news for you, Roy. Your neurosis is small time.
Small time? What are you, fucking quack?
Your conscience is another story. Let me ask you a question. What would you do if you had to change careers?
What, if I wasn't... An antiques broker?
If you weren't a criminal. That's an 18th century Queen Anne footstool I've had my feet on, Roy. I've had computer programmers tell me what a nice piece it is.
I'm not a criminal. I'm a con artist.
The difference being?
They give me their money.
Well, that's a nice rationalization, Roy.
I never took anybody who didn't let me out of greed or weakness. And I never... used violence.
Would you say then you set an example in your trade?
You bet I do.
But now you have to set an example for someone else. How is she?
Angela. She's fine. She went back to her mom's.
Have you spoken to her? Why not?
Do we have to talk about this?
Why haven't you spoken?
Because she hates me.
Why do you think she hates you?
Because I screwed it up. Oh, God. I lost my little girl. I lost my little girl. I'm happy to...
I went to see a lawyer. He specializes in custody suits, that sort of thing. Like when one parent wants to get joint custody of the child. There are things you have to do. File some paperwork, blood tests, go before a judge. It would only be for weekends and some holidays to start. But I'd have to make a lot of changes. For one thing, I'd have to stop doing what I do for a living. Honey, I'm sorry. I should have asked you first.
Please.
Yes, I'll try. Honey, I'll try.
When?
As of now.
What you gotta do? Sorry to lose you. You don't want the 40 G's?
Keep it. Consider it a parting gift.
We should part more often.
Did I tell you I love you?
Yeah, I love you back.
Kanpai.
Kanpai. One of these days, I'm gonna get you drunk.
You know, I think I should tell your mom about this. Let her know what I'm doing.
Your funeral.
I know, but I think she should hear it from me. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm excited about this.
We could get a dog. Either a German Shepherd or a lab.
Oh, they're messy, aren't they?
Well, we could train it. We can name it Frank.
It's a good name.
Señorita?
Señorita? For you, señorita.
Thank you.
Mi casa, su casa, huh?
What is it, my house and your house?
Si, señorita, si. Frank!
Get back. Hello, Roy. Hiya, sunshine.
Go wait in your room, honey.
Let her stay. She's in this as much as you are. It's Angela, right? Your mugshot doesn't do you justice. You want to sit down?
If you come anywhere near her...
Oh, don't play tough, Roy. I'm in your home.
Roy, I'm sorry, man.
How'd you... find me.
I didn't. I found her in black and white. Airport security cameras, Roy. They got a nice look at her. That was sloppy.
There were no cameras in the lounge.
No. They were in the gift shop. In my business, it pays to have a few friends on the force. Your little girls in their books. And your ex-wife doesn't know well enough not to give out your home address. We only hurt the ones we love, huh? You look white as a ghost, Roy. I don't want you to pass out before you make your first payment. But first things first, let's have back the money you took from me.
I don't have it.
Well, let's start with what you do have.
$4,000, maybe.
Where?
The dog.
Stop! Let her get it. You stay here with me.
It's okay. Here we go. Run, Angela! Run!
You run it! Daddy's dead and I need right now!
Okay.
Next. I get half of whatever you make from now on. If not, I call those cop friends of mine. Your little girl goes to juvie till she's 18.
I'm out. I'm done with this.
You're not done, Roy. You haven't even gotten your feet wet. Frank's not done, are you, Frank? You done, Frank? He's not done.
Angela, no. Put the gun down, sweetheart.
Shit.
Quiet, Frank. Angela, okay. Angela.
Hey.
Put it down, sweetheart. I'll take care of this.
I want you to go.
Angela. Use that thing, sweetie.
I'll do it. Don't make it work.
Shoot him. Okay, God damn it. Shoot him.
No. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, shit, Roy. He ain't gonna make it.
You know where the Seven Palms Motel is?
That's 15.
Okay, get a room there. A ground floor. If you have to go out the back, and you wait there for me.
What if you don't show?
Just take her to her mother's, and drive south, and never come back.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna take her to the hospital. Angela, sweetheart, listen to me. Listen, Frank's gonna get you out of here, all right? He's gonna get you out of here, and I will see you in a day or two, okay? Everything's gonna be all right, honey. I promise.
Dad, I was just trying to.
I know. Listen to me. Shh. Listen. I know. You didn't shoot him, all right? Do you understand? I shot him. I did. Isn't that right, Frank?
That's right, Roy.
All right, so you just sit tight, honey. And I want you to know that I'm sorry. I'm sorry I let you down. Okay. Frank. Let's go, okay?
Okay.
I'm serious.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, man.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Detective Bishop,
this is Detective Holt.
Doc will be in a second. You're getting a pretty close haircut the other night, Roy. Had a concussion.
Yep. You got lucky, Roy.
I wish we could say the same for Chuck.
Am I under arrest?
Well, you have the right to remain silent on anything you say, can, and maybe blah, blah, blah.
I heard it all.
Roy? Where's Frank?
Who?
Frank? Mercer? Your partner? We've been spending some time over at your place and his. There's not a lot we don't know.
I like your place better. Clean.
Where is he? Okay. And how about this? Where's Angela? Huh? Because she's not at the...
415 Chester Avenue.
Her mother's near hysterical.
I shot Chuck.
You sure about that? Because Chuck, he didn't make it. We found him face down in your driveway. It's not good. But I'm telling you, it could still get a lot worse. Alas, the prim we took off your 38 was just a little small. So, where is she?
I want to see my doctor.
Like you said, the doc will be here in a second.
No, my doctor, my shrink. You let me see him, and I'll tell you everything you want to know.
What's his number?
Hey, Doc. Do we have a little, privacy?
It's not the way it works, Roy.
Don't we have doctor, patient, privileges, rights, something?
Yeah, technically, he's right.
That refers to testimony you might give based on confidential information. It's no privilege, says I gotta leave you two alone.
Well, there is if you want what I know.
5 minutes.
Okay, listen. Angela is in trouble. If I don't help her, she will go to jail. So please help me help her.
Roy, I can't do anything illegal.
You got her into this too, you know.
Don't transfer responsibility, Roy.
Just make a phone call for me, all right? Please?
All right.
All right, check out a Seven Palms Motel.
It's like a giant cricket. I asked you to turn the machine off, right?
You tell Angela the passcode, and then you tell her to write it down.
Passcode.
Because they're gonna search you on your way out.
Right.
It's 543-N7942.
59.
Doc.
Oh, I'm sorry.
543-N7942. Say it back to me. Say it back.
So it's 543-N7542.
No, N7942.
N Norman 7942.
That's all you have to do.
543-N7942. 543-N7942.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. I just gotta feel right. Hey. Hello? Hey, can you guys put the air conditioning on? It's hot. What is it, Bishop? Bishop! Oh, whoa. Hey, detectives, can you make it a little cooler in here?
Pretty upset. I don't blame you. You taught me most of what I know, so I suppose I owe you better than this. But you always told me if I ever got a shot at a big score, I should take it. And that's what I did.
Taxi! Sir, sir!
Hey, don't
Sorry about the sap on the head, by the way, and for everything else. You know, we said guys like us can't afford to have regrets about what we do. That's going to be a little harder for me, but I'll manage.
Well, no, I told her I'm a psychiatrist. They can't lie, Roy.
If it makes any difference, you're the best I ever saw. I'd never find a better partner. And now I won't have to. I love you, man. Frank.
Booth today, Mr. Waller?
P.S. Enjoy the gift.
You said you were a bad guy. You don't seem like a bad guy.
Well, I don't think you're a bad guy. What are you talking about?
The baby. You were going to have a baby.
That's why you're here?
You were pregnant. You were pregnant. You were pregnant.
I lost it.
Another live one?
All right. Afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Can I help you find anything?
Yeah. I need a carpet.
For your home?
For my secretary's office. As for my apartment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all one room of it.
A big place.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a color in mind?
I have a price in mind. Cheap.
Okay. So you don't need much. You don't know what you want, but no price is too low.
That's about me.
You
yeah.
are my perfect customer. Come on, let's dig into the remnants.
Oh, wait. My girlfriend knows a bit better than I do what we need. Hey, sweetie. Fair enough. We just got a dog.
Let me guess. A lab.
A German Shepherd, but...
You know. My next guess.
There's no, I don't know, special carpet that dogs like, is that?
Yeah, yeah. We call it AstroTurf. Come on, remnants are in the back of the store. You folks just moved in together?
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Big step.
I kind of like this one.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice choice. It's so dark, you barely notice stains.
Like it?
How much is it?
Well, the sticker says 75, but I can knock 20% off if you pay cash.
This is our living arrangement. I pay the rent and she buys the carpets.
Shit.
What's up?
I think I left my wallet. Yeah, I left my wallet in the car. Do you think you could go get it?
Yeah. I'll be right back.
Thanks for not saying anything. How long have you worked here?
A while. So, what, you working this guy?
No. No, no. No, I'm retired. That was a one-time deal.
No kidding. You were good.
I had a good teacher. Teachers.
You know, I'm kind of surprised to see you here. I figured you would have moved out to, I don't know, Hawaii.
Well, I kind of got screwed on my cut. You know, Frank.
You're going to go swimming. You're going to get wet. Right? You changed your hair. Makes you look grown up.
I am grown up.
You always go out dressed like this?
Sometimes. Why are you gonna ground me?
Sorry.
I'm sorry, too. If it's any consolation. You mad at me?
You didn't take it. I gave it to you.
It's a funny way of looking at it.
Well, I see things differently now. So, you like this guy?
Yeah, he's sweet to me. I met him at a bowling alley. We had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Thanks, buddy.
Right there. Get tied off.
It's good to see you, Ray.
It's good to see you, too.
Oh. Don't you want to know my name?
I know your name.
I'll see you, Dad.
That'd be $36.50, sir.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind. The summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.